Hi, I'm joined today by Bradford Ferguson from Halter Ferguson Financial. On Twitter, he goes by Brad S. Ferguson. First, none of this conversation is financial advice, and all of it might not be accurate. It's just a conversation between two people who are trying to figure out the stock option situation of Elon Musk and his tax consequences. Bradford, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to join you, Dave.
Awesome. So we've got a lot of stuff going on with Elon Musk and his stock options coming up next year. And I wanted to discuss this with you. You wrote an article. I'll go ahead and link it in the video description. So let's paint the picture for people. Elon has a bunch of stock options expiring or next year. What are these stock options? Where are they from? And then why does it matter in the bigger picture?
These stock options are from the 2012 compensation that he got. And in that compensation, there were 10 market cap incentives and 10 potential operational milestones. And he only hit 9 of those. So I think the one of the 9 that they didn't quite meet was a 30% gross margin. So it's kind of an interesting target for Tesla going forward. So he got 9 of those 10 because of that, he has stock options that expire in 2022. It's in August 13th and representing over 22 million shares. And to be exact, 22,862. So it's a lot of shares. And today it represents close to $20 billion in value. Mm-hmm.
Got it. So this is, it's interesting. The 2012 CEO compensation plan actually was one of the big reasons why I invested in Tesla back in the day, because the goal was, you know, to increase Tesla's market cap by at least $40 billion, and it had 10 tranches. And it's amazing. Elon fulfilled almost all of them. He's going to get rewarded by these stock options. So for those who don't understand or know about stock options, like, what is a stock option? You know, and why does a company grant stock options to, let's say, their CEO?
Sure. So it's the reason why companies do it is to align the incentives of management with the financial performance of the company. And a stock option, a call, gives you the right to buy the stock at a certain price. So back when these were done in 2012, the strike price was $31 a share. So that was, it might have been right around where it's trading, or maybe it was higher than where it's trading. So they're incentivizing Elon to grow the company. And it's an easy way for companies to have their owner operators be aligned with the overall company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's interesting is with these stock options, if Tesla doesn't, let's say, meet these milestones or doesn't reach their market cap milestones either, then Elon doesn't get these stock options. So he doesn't get any compensation. And I think his compensation right now is his salary is just minimum wage or so, right? Is that kind of correct?
Yeah, Elon has said that he's tried to refuse it, but it's California law that he must do minimum wage. And I don't know if he donates it or what he does with it.
Got it. So Elon here is, in a way, he's risking a lot because he's not, rather than getting salary and the immediate kind of whatever income, he's saying all my compensation will be dependent on how I perform, how the company performs in the future. So he's getting rewarded 10 years, later from his 2012 compensation plan. So I'm curious, like at Recode with Kara Swisher just a few weeks ago, Elon mentioned that he's got this big block of options that are going to be expiring. He needs to exercise them, and he's got a big tax bill. But then he mentioned that something, I just rewatched it, and he says that, quote unquote, like a big block is expiring early next year, and so he'll sell some Q4, it seems like, of this year. And when I looked at the filing, and the things that you showed me as well, it seemed like all these stock options were expiring August 13th, 2022. So, I mean, why do you think he might be selling in Q4? Is it just to spread out, you think, the kind of exercising of these options because it's such a big block?
Elon as CEO has a limited window to exercise options and to, if he wants to sell shares to pay the taxes. One of the things he said in the interview was that he believes his tax rate to be 53%, maybe it's a little closer to 54, and that he thinks his tax rate is going up next year. So one of the reasons why he might do some this year is to get some of that tax at a slightly lower rate, still a really high rate. But the other reason would be to spread it out. And from what Gary Black has told me on Twitter, he said that insiders typically have a 7-week window after the earnings report to do transactions. So, you know, it'd be 7 weeks after October, and then he would have more windows starting in January, April, and July of next year.
Got it. Yeah, and that makes sense. So, I mean, if it's in August, then maybe he spaces it out, you know, over those 7-week periods after each quarter earnings, right, for the next maybe three quarters or so.
He could also take an approach where, every time Cathie Wood sells Tesla to rebalance the fund, the media makes a big deal out of it. But, you know, we understand that that's just a rule of their fund. It's not a call on Tesla. So one thing Elon may decide to do is just to get this all done in one transaction. He might do that. And then that way the media can't harp on it every time it happens and say, oh, Elon's a liar. He said he'd be the last person out of Tesla stock, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The really hard thing is that Elon faces an enormous tax bill from this. So these options, the strike price is around $6 a share, whereas Tesla's trading around $810 a share today. It's moving around. And so he would owe 53% on that difference between $810 and $6. So his tax bill on these $20 billion worth of shares may be approaching $10 billion or something like that. So what's hard for Elon is he's got these shares already pledged with the banks. Elon's actually a cash poor billionaire, and he has these 92 million shares pledged at the banks. So these shares are worth $72 billion. And he could potentially loan $18 million. The rules of the Tesla board of directors, he could borrow 25%. So the question that Elon is facing, this big dilemma decision, is does he borrow money to pay this $10 billion in taxes? Does he borrow it off of his shares that he's pledged, or does he sell some of his shares to pay taxes, or does he do somewhere in between? He doesn't have to do one or the other. He can do a mix.
Yeah.
So, you know, one strategy for Elon might be is like he may want to delay the news that he has sold some shares. So he might sell some in the fourth quarter, as he was alluding to. And maybe he borrows the money this time, but then he sells again later in 2022 and maybe sell some shares. Because Elon, he really doesn't have much cash, and he's already all in on all his businesses. And now this tax situation is demanding that he either go more all in, that he be leveraged, or that he sell some shares and look bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think a few years ago, Elon Musk did exercise some shares, but he just did he sold as much as what he had to pay taxes on. It seems like that would be the most prudent thing, right? I mean, Elon already has, I think, what, over $500 million, right, in personal loans off of his, stock as collateral. And for him to borrow $10 billion more of money against his stock, I mean, that's extremely risky thing to do. It seems like in probably 99% of cases or probabilities, Elon probably just, sells as much as he needs to pay his taxes and exercises the rest to keep. I mean, would you agree with that? Or do you think that the odds are that he does actually, go ahead and borrow some big sum of money?
So there's two modes of thought here. Elon already has the huge weight on his world of like trying to advance electric vehicles and trying to get us all to Mars and sustain the light consciousness. All these things, he has a tremendous amount of pressure on himself. So for him to pay the taxes and not borrow it, it limits the amount of pressure that's in his life. But like technically on paper, when you're borrowing money on margin, it's a pretty low interest rate. That doesn't mean it's without risk, but it happens to be at a low interest rate. So if Elon's a robot, he might be an alien or a human, but if he's a robot, he could say, well, I'm only paying 1% or less in margin interest, but I think Tesla's going to continue to grow by a certain amount. You know, he also has said the stock's too high. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he's trying to talk it down for some reason or the other, but you know, so that's what he's facing. So I don't think it's I don't think he's suddenly a bad person or a liar if he sells some shares. It's he could still be the last person out of Tesla shares, even if he, you know, retains all the other shares he has. And even if he sells a bunch of shares for taxes, he's still going to gain at least 9 million, if not 10 million shares.
Yeah.
When he exercises these.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
so he's going to own a higher percentage of Tesla.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking Elon's already, I think, fulfilled his first in, last out, in a sense where, for those people who put in, let's say, you know, a bunch of like a big significant portion of their wealth into Tesla 10 years ago, I doubt there's many that have left all of it in. You know, there's most people have probably taken some off the table. Like for Elon, for, you know, for him to not take any off the table, I mean, just by doing that, I think he's actually fulfilled his, you know, last out type of promise. Let's work out some of this, these taxes. So 53%, so we have 37% federal because the stock options exercised are treated as income, so short term. So 37%.
It's an employee benefit, yeah. So it's income.
Got it. Yep. And then California. So why California? Is it because these stock options, like at the time that they were vested, he was in California as a California resident? Is that why you think he's paying these like a California tax as well?
Yeah, I'm not an international accountant, so I could be wrong on this, but yeah, 13.3%. They vested when he was working in California, and they were granted in California. So I think there's a case for him to pay these taxes in California.
Got it. And then you've got probably a Medicare surtax of 3.8%. So that equals is that? That's like 54%, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next year, it depends on if the top income tax bracket goes up, let's say to 39, you know, or 39.4%, then his taxes could increase. Or if California raises their taxes next year, who knows, you know, he could, the tax bracket could increase. So 54% or so hypothetically off of, you know, or 53 to 54%, like, do you think this is fair for the government to take over 50% of his stock options?
Yeah, it's, you know, they say taxation is theft. And I think there's a Ronald Reagan quote where he says, if it moves, tax it. If it slows down, regulate it. And if it's dead, then subsidize it. These are things that government does. It's pretty wild to think about it. And also think about this, like if Elon exercised these options earlier, his the amount that he'd be paying to the government would be much lower, mm-hmm. but he would lose the same number of shares, you know, still a similar tax rate. So maybe Elon, by waiting till the last minute to do this, was, you know, maximizing his gift, so to speak, to the government.
Exactly. I mean, that's the perfect way to look at it, because if Tesla was like 20 times cheaper, let's say from 2.5 years ago, the government wouldn't even get $1 billion probably off of this thing. But now Tesla's done a 20x in the past 2.5 years, and now the government gets $10 billion in taxes. Definitely Elon's a gift. It's like, I was thinking, like, obviously this is a ridiculous thought, but if Elon would have done a Peter Thiel and stuck it in like a Roth IRA, he could have just exercised them and just not paid the tax, right? I mean, he wouldn't have to sell over half his shares. But obviously, you know, he chose. I mean, he might not have been in a position to do that, but yeah, it's interesting.
Oh, I don't think it's allowed. I don't think it would be allowed.
Yeah.
I don't think you can transfer these employee stock options. And it's the moment he exercises them that the tax is due. Yeah. So we can't avoid the tax.
Yeah. I was just referring to if 20 years or when he first started Tesla, if he actually stuck everything in a Roth. It's interesting. I want to ask you this. So when we work out the numbers, it seems like Elon will sell probably over half of these 22.8 million shares he's going to exercise, right? And probably, let's say, around 12 million shares or so. So if he sells 12 million shares because he has to just basically give all that money to the government, right, for taxes, that's a lot of extra shares on the open market, right? That's, let's say, almost $10 billion at today's stock price, flooding the market. So it's almost as if Tesla is doing a $10 billion cap raise. Right. What do you think would be the impact? Just obviously none of this is financial advice. This is all just personal speculation. But what do you think could be the impact on Tesla's stock price when this happens?
It's hard to tell. Like when Tesla did their $2 billion cap raises, I felt like on those days or around those days that the stock was down 5 to 15%. And we would see these big drops in the Tesla stock and we'd be like, what's going on? And then we'd find out later, you know, Tesla would file a form and they'd say, you know, we completed our cap raise. So then we could assume it was those days that Tesla was selling it. The problem with trying to get some of these orders done, these huge orders, is that the banks will front run you some. Like they're not supposed to, but, you know, when word gets out, if Elon does sell some shares and doesn't, you know, borrow all this money, when word gets out, then people will try and front run the order. One thing that gives me a little hope is, you know, we had the whole S&P inclusion. There was a tremendous run up to it. So there's, you know, over a month of front running by various people. When the day actually came, there wasn't an extreme move. Yes, it did close at 695 after trading around, 640, 650 the whole day. I'd say it's possible there's less than a 10% move from this, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a really big move in the shares. And the reason why I'm sharing all this information, I'm a bull like people. I own stock. I own some options. My clients own stock and they own some options. I would be hurt if there was a big downturn, but I just wanted people to be aware of this so they're not surprised.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big chunk. You know, this is 12.3 million shares that are going to be put on the market. I guess a lot of it will depend probably on the dynamics, on like if Elon does it like kind of staggered, because he has an option, like you're saying, he could do all at once. He could do it over, you know, 10 different times. Who knows? He could, as you're saying, like he could borrow some to, and then sell it over time a little bit over the next year or two, just to cushion out the selling. I don't think he'll do that because that adds complexity, but. It's definitely, I think, something to think about. In the bigger picture, though, 12 million shares is like, what, about 1.2% or so of the float. It's not the biggest sum. It's not like 10% of the float is coming on market all at one time, you know? It's a little over 1%.
Right.
So I think definitely there could be a short-term impact. Long-term, you know, if you're looking further out, it probably doesn't mean much. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to to watch the dynamics of, you know, how this gets exercised and how it gets to the market. But yeah, I appreciate actually your article. Emmett Peppers tweeted that out and I was like, yeah, great article. I reached out to you for some kind of more specifics and you're just gracious enough to jump on a call. So I definitely appreciate it. Anything else kind of on this issue that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, I think as you alluded to long-term, I don't think it means a whole lot. The media will certainly make hay of it and call Musk a liar or whatever. They won't talk about him selling for taxes. They'll conveniently leave that out of the articles. But long-term, you know, what we know now about Tesla is they're hugely cash flow positive. They don't technically have to raise money to run their business. They are going to need hundreds of billions to build out their gigafactories and to build out 4680 capacity. They'll need money for that, but they can get that from cash flow. And we also know that their profits have been going exponential. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the third quarter. So, you know, long term, this is just a drama and a blip, but yeah, I wanted to make sure people knew about this and understood this doesn't relate to the 2018 stock options. And we can maybe cut this out, but in the 2018, before he moved to Texas, so this was as of year end 2020, he had already met the requirements for three of the milestones. And it appears on the document I'm looking at, they might vest immediately. But I got to look at another document to be sure. So he might have earned those in California.
I see.
And there might have been a few more. But, you know, once he moves to Texas, then, you know, I think he's earning them in Texas and he won't owe quite as much tax.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of ridiculous, though. Like, we have the world's smartest human being. Or, you know, he's way up there. He's definitely had a huge impact on the world. And we're taking capital out of his hands. He probably knows what best to do with that money. And we're giving it to government. And certainly there's people that could use that money. There's people that are struggling even here in the U.S. Even just being middle class in the U.S. is really hard to get by. But overall, the government isn't going to spend that money very well. So it's kind of a strange situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
just California, it's like, what, out of $20 billion in gains, like California will get like, what, $2.5 billion, right? Just for what? I mean, I guess Elon lived in California, but it was his choice. You know, he could have lived in Texas. But yeah, it's an interesting, I guess, close of Elon's, I guess, story in California. I guess he still has more taxes, though, for the other options. All right, Bradford, thanks for joining. I'll go ahead and link your Twitter profile in the video description for people to check you out. And also, I'll link to the article that we mentioned about you kind of detailing some of the specifics. And yeah, thanks for chatting. Great to touch bases with you and hope to talk to you again.